Oh, ouch. Madonna said it, but the issue has been raised at the Republican National Convention. And in fact, millions of women, young women, are faced with this issue in one way or another throughout the United States. It's certainly not simply a political issue. Teenage pregnancy is a part of the daily conversation in America, and this is how it struck one of our listeners.
Good morning. My name is Josh from Worcester, Mass. My comment is that really they're not making the best out of an awful situation. They're making the best out of a so-so situation. Most of the teenage pregnancies that occur are in suburban or urban settings where people don't necessarily have the small-town community support, nor do they have the family support that Sarah Palin in her government position would be able to offer her. I don't really think that Bristol Palin is a very good example of conservatism or pro-life choice because she really has an abundance of options before her.
One of our listeners at 877-8-MY-TAKE referring to the revelation that Bristol Palin, the daughter, 17-year-old daughter of Sarah Palin, the Veep choice of John McCain, is pregnant. We sent our producer Jim Colgan to the Mall of America in Minneapolis. He's part of our takeaway convention coverage, and he spoke with shoppers there, including a 15-year-old girl whose voice you'll hear first in this montage.
I really don't think that she should be forced to marry the father, and that should be her decision and not her mother's.
I'm a Christian woman. I do think it is not okay to have a child unless you are married, but things do happen, and I think it is appropriate for her and her child's father to marry.
She's still way too young to get married, but if this is how she wants her family to grow up, you know, with a full family, then I'm all for her decision.
Not a reason to get married. It happens all the time. Just another teenage person making a bad decision.
Voices of Women at the Mall of America outside of St. Paul. And we wanted to know what the view is in this conversation inside the convention hall. So we sent takeaway convention correspondent Faith Saley to gauge the sort of sense of where the pregnancy of Sarah Palin's daughter has registered in the political conversation. Faith, where were you last night?
Well, John, that's a very personal question, but I will tell you that I
you
was...
You told me to ask it, too. Okay, so like, I'm never doing that again, Faith.
I didn't script that, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Whatever.
Actually, the mission I set out on last night was to see how the planned parties were going to adapt to Gustav and the news of Gustav, to see if the mood would be muted or less jubilant. So I started out at this Friends of New Orleans party, which had already been planned, even before the news of Gustav. And, you know, I wanted to see if that sort of atmosphere would be a little more somber. Here's how it sounded when we got there.
Everybody having a good time? We got a lot more coming up in just a moment.
So, everyone was having a good time. I wouldn't call it exactly subdued.
Sounds very somber, yeah.
The chairperson of that event did say that they made two significant changes, though. They turned the open bar into a cash bar, which actually counts for a lot if you think about how much people are drinking. So the $4 drinks turned into donations. And then they set up this side room where volunteers were packing 1,000 comfort packages, which included, you know, toothpaste and toothbrushes. And
these are for evacuees from New Orleans, right? From the Gustav.
Exactly.
Right,
right, right. Exactly. So then we went to another party. Now, this was called the Political Chicks A Go-Go Party, but they announced that they had changed their name from Political Chicks A Go-Go to the Right Now Lifetime Networks and Rock the Vote Relief for the Gulf Coast. So they took the word party out of it.
Slightly different emphasis there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what changed except for the fact that they put a Red Cross donation bowl by the front entrance and offered pomegranate chapstick.
Okay.
So that was their sort of change. So
pomegranate what, Faith?
Pomegranate chapstick.
Oh,
I think
chapstick.
That symbolizes emergency situation or something like that.
Lip gloss.
So. So, you know, that was a non-starter. Gustav wasn't as horrible as people thought. And, you know, I think there was a sort of celebratory feeling that wasn't untoward because people were relieved. So we turned to the other storm of the day, which you mentioned about, you know, Sarah Palin's 17-year-old daughter making a baby out of wedlock. And we wanted to get reaction from the Republicans. But we found everyone, young, old, male, female, was on message. So here's a view from a pundit, the political strategist Mary Madeline, who was at the New Orleans benefit. And then after that, we talked to a perfectly named good old boy, Walker Rutherford from Mobile, Alabama. Here's what they had to say.
I mean, this is what happens in families. So I think it'll have absolutely zero political consequences unless the Democrats, as they're wont to do, push, push, push.
I don't know. I mean, I hope that she's in a, it sounds like she's in a good relationship, but, you know, I'm not there. I'm not her friend. I don't know for sure.
Okay. We could not, I talked to scores of people. We could not find one person who was off message.
So
the Republicans.
That's what on message sounds like. What does off message sound like if you could find it?
Well, off message would probably sound like someone who is willing to pass judgment. We decided to switch things up. I thought, who better than a drunken delegate? Better yet, a drunken alternate delegate. He might be bitter. He might pass judgment. Here's what he had to say.
Do you think children should be having premarital sex?
I did when I was a premarital juvenile. I thought about it a lot. I was not very successful, and so I've gotten past that.
I bet he looked like he was past that at that point.
He also smelled like he was past that.
Right.
He was hitting the $4 bar.
And this is the tolerance that we've come to expect from Republicans at the convention after hours.
I was astonished.
With a few drinks. Yeah.
All right.
Final
so
thoughts?
Is anyone in the Twin Cities going to cast judgment on this development? Well, we went to a corner of Hennepin and First, and here's what we heard across the street.
I think everyone has the right to be pregnant. What's her problem? What's the big deal?
What's her problem?
What's anyone's problem? What's wrong with being pregnant?
So maybe this is a non-issue, Faith.
It wasn't a non-issue for the evangelical preacher on the street corner. Here's what he had to say.
The righteousness of God in him.
I take it you're a Christian?
I am a Christian, yes.
And would you identify yourself as a conservative Christian?
Yep, I would.
What is your take on her 17-year-old daughter becoming pregnant out of wedlock?
Whatever transpired there and whatever goes on after, I heard that she's going to marry the father of the child. That would be good in my estimation. But it's not wrong because I think it's wrong. The Word of God says it's wrong.
Well, there you go, Faith. We're going to let you go back to convention coverage. Thanks for getting to the bottom of the on-message, off-message issue.
Thanks,
Palin.
Guys.
Thanks, Faith. And if you want to weigh in on the Palin question, seriously, 877-8-MY-TAKE is the way to talk to us. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information at knightfoundation.org. And by the Rockefeller Foundation and its Campaign for American Workers. More at rockfound.org. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.